Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. Of course, I am just always excited to be here because this is definitely a great time of evolution, and I'm just grateful to get the opportunity to share just so many of the wealth that I have gained over these last two decades. I would just even say this whole lifelong experience of being in this existence, but definitely of being in my purpose, of being a holistic practitioner. And, there's just so much information that we learn throughout the years that it's really our responsibility to share with others in order to help others to evolve. And why do we need to evolve? So we can truly evolve into our purpose and who we came here to be. So our topic of the day is emotions are the enemy, quote unquote, emotions are the enemy, and learn how they can blind one's entire reality. And this is definitely a truth. Emotions can definitely blind one's reality. So let's just look at the textbook definition of emotions first. Let's do that. Okay, we're going to look at that, and then we're really going to get down into what they are. So the textbook definition is an affective state of consciousness in which joy, sorrow, fear, hate, or the like is experienced as distinguished from cognitive and volitional states of consciousness or any of the feelings of joy, sorrow, fear, hate, love, etc. So if you notice in the second aspect of the definition, it said any of the feelings. Okay, so we tend to always associate emotions with a feeling. And yes, what are emotions? Emotions are a thought attached to a feeling. They are a thought attached to a feeling. And we have a tendency to just toss this term around, emotions, and not really having a true understanding of what that is. Yes, emotions are a thought and it's attached to a feeling. So when we are what we would say in a state of anger, you're feeling anger or resentment, you're feeling resentment or fear, you're feeling fear. But sometimes we can actually, all of the time, we can be experiencing emotions and not be in the feeling of them from a conscious perspective. But the body, we can definitely deposit these thoughts with, it's really a thought with a vibration, a frequency, and it has information. It's really a vibration, a frequency, information, okay, with information. And the feeling is when you're feeling that, when you're feeling anger, when you're feeling resentment, when you're feeling rage, when you're feeling fear, okay? I'm just using these as examples because these are definitely the emotions that we are going to definitely bring into awareness today and how they are blinding one's reality. They can just completely just blind one's reality. But again, it's really about a frequency. It's really about a vibration because again, this and that, you know, it's this thought that has a vibration, it has a frequency, and it has information, okay? It's really about the information that it's carrying, and these emotions, which is also known as energy in motion, this information can be deposited into the body, and the body can be experiencing this frequency, this vibration for years, and how is it actually affecting the body? And we're going to expand upon that momentarily. But it's so important that we really begin to understand it, because if not, then what happens? We're just tossing these words around. We are not fully understanding what they are, and we don't want to do that. You know, information is so important for us in order for us to be able to evolve. You know, we need information. You know, when we look at the, before we break down fear, you know, fear is also an acronym for false evidence appearing real, right? False evidence appearing real. So what does that mean? That there are things that we are believing to be real and that we just continue to, you know, live within that particular information, that information, and we're not getting more information, right? It's just what we're just going based on what we know in that moment, as opposed to getting more information. So what is fear really? If it's an acronym for false evidence appearing real, that really means that fear is what? Lack of information. So we are going to take a sponsor break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to learn about how emotions can blind one's entire reality.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. And today's topic is emotions are the enemy. You know, learn how they can blind one's entire reality. And boy, oh boy, can they really just blind, obscure, block, however you want to phrase it. But yes, this definitely happens all of the time. So right now we are looking, you know, we're just understanding what emotions are. You know, emotions are, and you know, energy and emotion. But you know, the emotions such as fear and doubt and lack and shame and all of these types of emotions, I really see them as the emotions that, you know, that it's really slowing the energy down that's in motion. It's really it's blocking us. It's paralyzing. It's polarizing. So, but again, these are still emotions that we're experiencing, and they still are energy and motion. It's just the frequency and the vibration in which they are resonating. So so if an emotion is a thought really attached to a feeling, right? And so let's just say, you know, you're having an experience with someone. You're having dinner with someone, and you had this dinner, and you had the meal, and how would you know how, if this is the first time that you're having dinner with someone, how would you, and this is the first experience, how would you know how to label that experience? How would you know, right? That means that you actually have to go into a past experience where you had this feeling, this sensation, and what happened? That is how you are now labeling the experience, right? That is how we are labeling the experience. This is how we actually experience these emotions, because we're actually going into the past. We are using them as a past reference. That's where it's really coming from, because how would you even know how to judge the experience if you've had the experience for the first time? See, now, and if you really think about that, again, this is your time having the experience, so how would you know even how to judge it? Why? Because when we experience these emotions, and we're judging it, we're labeling it as good, that was great, that was magnanimous, oh my God, this is just wonderful, or that was terrible, that was the worst thing that ever happened, that you're still going back into a past experience. And in order for you to do that, that means you're really going back into the past instead of just being able to be in the experience without judging it, okay, without judging it. So if this is new for you, this is you're hearing this for the first time, just keep an open mind, right? Keep an open mind, because this is where we learn how to evolve, about being able to have experiences without labeling or judging them. Because when you're able to have an experience without judging it, you really are in the present moment, because what, you are just in the experience. So now, so where are these emotions, right? Where are they coming from? Okay, you know, is it the experience that's creating the emotion, or is it the emotion that is creating the experience? Well, guess what? It's the emotion that is creating the experience. We all are walking around with what? A state of consciousness. It is your state of consciousness that is holding all of the data about you, okay? Everything about you. So it's not that the experience is dictating your reality. It's really your state of consciousness that is collapsing into your experience. So the only way that we can actually experience anger or frustration or doubt or fear is based on your state of consciousness. Where are your thoughts? What is vibrating in your state of consciousness? Your state of consciousness, it is the data bank of information all about you. So it's really, as they say, consciousness what? Creates reality, okay? So the only way that you can have an experience of anger is if you are carrying thoughts of anger. We must understand this, okay? Because this is the way that we will evolve, okay? So again, these emotions which are in your state of consciousness, that is what is creating the experience. It is not the other way around, okay? When we have an experience and we label it, okay, that is how we stay in the emotion, and we keep repeating it until we allow ourselves to be able to get to a place where we are in the present moment and we are able to have an experience and no longer judge it. Because the judgment is what? It's coming from a past experience, and it is coming from an emotion that you were carrying already. We must understand this in order for us to evolve. Once again, if we think it's really the other way around, no, it's not. It's actually your state of consciousness that creates your reality, okay? And remember, every thought that we have has a vibration. It has a frequency, and this energy is carried through what? Your neuropeptides. These are proteins that your body carries, and they are deposited throughout your body, okay? They're throughout your body. So and now you will definitely even have a more expanded understanding of what happens with our health when it comes down to emotions. Okay, so now thinking about how it's in your consciousness, right? It's not the other way around, okay? And again, the experience is created from the emotion. But when we keep having these experiences, it's like as if, you know, I was speaking with a client today and we were talking about desserts and, you know, which dessert do you like and which dessert do you like and da-da-da and this is good and this is good. Again, that's going into the past. That's a past experience, okay? When you are referencing things from the past, that's the only way that you know. But if you're having something for the first time, again, why can't one just be in the experience instead of having to label and judge it? But that's our conditioning. That's what we've always known how to do, okay? And this is why most times we're actually in the past, because, again, that is how we are able to define our experiences. We're going back into the past. We're pulling from a past experience, and we're trying to put it on the experience that you just had in this present moment. And in that moment when you do that, you are right back in the past. And guess what? That is where you will remain, and you will find that you will continue to have these repeat experiences because you're not allowing yourself to be what? In the present moment, okay? In the present moment. So the emotions that we're going to talk about, definitely joy and bliss and ecstasy, we're going to get to those momentarily. Because again, every thought has a frequency and a vibration. It's a resonance. Okay, so we know that emotions like anger, fear, resentment, rage, and we're going to look at these emotions now because, again, it's to understand them too. It's also to understand the definition of them because we can definitely use words like anger, anger, grudge. So anger is a strong feeling of displeasure and belligerence aroused by a wrong, wrath, okay, or to arouse or anger or wrath in, right? Okay, so that's the definition of anger, right? Let's look at resentment. Resentment is a feeling of displeasure or indignation at some act, remark, person, okay? All right, and now let's look at grudge. Whew. This is definitely an emotion that people can hold on to, and that's what it is, to have a grudge, right? A feeling of ill will or resentment, okay? To give or permit with reluctance, to submit to unwillingly, okay? That's a grudge, okay? That's a grudge. And let's look at rage. Okay, angry, fury, violent, okay, anger, right? A fit of violent anger. And I have to tell you, now, we know that when someone is in anger, they're experiencing resentment, they're holding a grudge, or they're in rage, right? And you see them in the feeling of it, right? You know when someone's in the feeling of it. But you have to understand that these are thoughts, right, that we can experience, again, without being in a feeling of them, but whether you're having the feeling or they're being passed through your thoughts and deposited into the body, they all have a frequency and a vibration and a resonance, okay? And they vibrate at a very low frequency, at a very low resonance, right? And when we are carrying these types of emotions, right, this is what interferes with how the body is trying to function. So even though you may not be in the feeling of these emotions, right, but you definitely deposited the thought into the body, guess what? That vibration, that frequency is affecting your body. It is affecting your body, and this is why the body is such an amazing feedback system. It is absolutely an amazing feedback system, okay? And it will always, your body will always tell you where you are in your life, absolutely. How your life functioning, how your life is moving, it will always let you know how things are moving for you, okay? And it's important that we definitely understand this because, see, the challenge is that we don't really understand how the body is functioning. We don't have a relationship with it, right? When we do develop any sort of dis-ease patterns, we don't really understand what's happening. And we're going to expand upon this in just a moment. We're going to take a sponsor break, and then we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. We were just talking about how, we were just really sort of going over how emotions affect the physical body. And again, it's just so important that we definitely understanding how emotions affect the physical body. So So when we're looking at emotions like anger, you know, rage, resentment, fear, grudge, okay, again, these all are vibrating in a low frequency, right? So the body, you know, I teach immunology with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, and we just went over the innate and adaptive immune systems. Okay, so when we look at the innate immune system, that means that your innate immune system, it's this intelligence that when it sees a bacteria or any sort of foreign invader, an antigen, right, it looks at it, it sees it, and it knows how to address it. And if that foreign invader or that antigen comes in to the body, it has exposure, you know, the body seeing it again, then your adaptive immune system kicks in. So the innate immune system is handling other things, and now you have this backup immune system. So with just knowing that you have an innate and an adaptive immune system, how can your body truly experience illness? Like if you think about it, if your body has this innate intelligence, it knows how to handle all these foreign invaders, okay? Every system is so brilliantly designed. How does the body get sick? Okay, we really have to allow ourselves to look at this, because when we don't, you know, and we're not paying attention, you know, we just chalk it up to, oh, you know, my parents had this and that's why I died. This had this and that's why. No, you have to understand that your body is brilliant. It knows what to do. But you see, when we have these thoughts, these emotions that are being transmitted into the body, they are now interfering with how the body is trying to function. So last week I asked the students, I said, so what do you think happens? Why is it that the body gets sick? And, you know, they all gave a textbook answer. Oh, it's emotions. Like they knew what to say. And I said, no. I want each of you right now to look at your life in the past 6 months and what have you experienced when your body was experiencing some changes, cold, the flu, pain, whatever, okay? And now when they were able to go within and look at their own reality, that's when they really began to see in that moment how their thoughts are affecting their body, okay? Whether it's a cold, a flu, whatever, pain, you have to understand even pain is an emotion, okay? It's still an emotion. The body is brilliantly designed, okay? So when you're walking around, so if you experience a grudge and you choose to not release that thought or that feeling that you had in that moment, understand that that thought was deposited into your body. Now, that's not the kind of deposits that I want to make, okay? Not in this body, okay? Because I understand that this body is here for a divine purpose, and I don't want anything interfering with it, right? So now I know today that anything that comes in, if I'm having these experiences where my experiences are revealing to me, see, the great thing about experiences is that they reveal to you where you are in your consciousness, okay? So if you are having an experience of anger, if you are having an experience of resentment, it is showing you that that's what you're carrying, that this is where your thoughts are. So if I am having an experience of anger or rage or, let's say, resentment or frustration with it or lack or doubt or shame or fear, whatever it is, I know in that moment that I have the ability, I have the free will to release it in the same thought if I choose to. Okay, and for me, I'm choosing to because this is not the energy that I want to be carrying in my reality any longer because I know that I don't have to, okay? So what happens when we're in rage and we're holding on to a grudge? These emotions can block some of the most highly expansive experience that are waiting for you, okay, for you to have. But you can't even have them because you're blocking, okay, the ability to be able to experience them if you are choosing to hold on to these emotions. Now, if you listen to what was just said earlier, if I'm in an experience of anger or frustration, I know what I have to do. I just say to myself, okay, you're going to release that right now. You're going to let that go because understand that was obviously still in your state of consciousness. And it is time for you to evolve. You have the free will. You have the power to do this. And when you delete these emotions, you hit F7 delete, okay? When you make the conscious decision to release that emotion in that moment, you just made a quantum leap. You just expanded. You just evolved in that moment. But see, when you hold on to the fear and the doubt and the anger, you're actually de-evolving and you're staying in the past. And what happens? Because consciousness creates reality. You will continue to repeat these experiences of anger, of fear, of doubt, of lack, of shame. The list goes on until you choose to release them. Understand, it's up to you, okay? It's up to you to be able to do that. So with my clients, they had my clients writing out their fears. You're going to write them out, and you're going to release it. You're going to rip it up. Okay, you're going to get rid of it because you have to understand that this is what is blocking you from evolving at a higher level of consciousness. Now, remember what was said earlier, that these emotions are at a low vibration, at a low frequency, right? And states of consciousness, when we look at joy and love and abundance and gratitude, when we look at these types of quote-unquote, they're still emotions, but they're still states of consciousness. So where do you want to be? Do you want to be in fear, in rage, in doubt, in shame, and continue to have those experiences? Or do you want joy? Do you want wealth? Do you want prosperity? Today, just when I was walking to my car, one of the gentlemen that works in the building that I live in, he said, "Hey, how are you?" I said, "I am wealthy. I am rich and I am prosperous." That was my response. I am wealthy, rich, and prosperous. I am. I am. Those are thoughts in my state of consciousness. And those are the thoughts, those are the experiences that I am going to have if I allow myself to stay in that frequency. Because I am definitely wealthy, rich, and prosperous in spirit, okay, in my thoughts, okay? Now, how do I want to materialize that? It's up to me. Do you understand? It's up to me however I choose to do it. But these are the states of consciousness, the love, the trust, okay, the gratitude, the obedience, surrender, liberation, freedom. These are the states of consciousness that I choose to be in, not the anger, not the resentment, not the fear, not the rage. Now, again, if it comes up through an experience, I'm so grateful that energy collapsed into an experience in me because I know in that moment I have the ability to let it go, to delete it. Okay, now, if I stay in anger and rage, I am missing out in some of the most joyful, blissful, ecstatic, abundant, wealthy, rich experiences if I'm in anger. So do you see that now? Do you see how that can completely blind your entire reality, how it can block your experience? And we can just ruminate. We can let these emotions, they'll just be sitting in the background constantly, and it's just going, 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 going. And then you're finding that what? You're just having one angry experience after another. Because why? You don't want to let it go. And believe me, that is what, we know that as what the ego, the personality. And see, that's what the ego and the personality, that's what it knows. Okay, the ego and the personality vibrate at a very low frequency, and we just keep feeding it over and over and over again instead of being in the higher self. So again, it's where do you want to be? Do you want to be in resentment? Do you, because that's just going to block your experience. Nothing will unfold for you. But I found that when I began to let the fear go and be in what? A higher vibration of trust. Okay, even if things may have looked, you know, sort of scrambled or chaotic in that moment, I just knew that if I stay in trust, things are going to continue to unfold for me in an expansive way. Okay, it's completely different now. Okay, again, when you make a conscious decision and what you have the power to do that, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Again, you have to understand that these emotions, they will just block you from having, I mean, you could literally be 5 seconds away from having the most expansive anger to not a past experience here in front of you, and now you're not having the experience. So what is it that you want to have? Where do you want to be? And again, this is, it doesn't matter whether you have diabetes, whether you have cancer, whether you have digestive issues, back pain. It doesn't matter what you have, because every single one of those dis-ease processes are fueled by these lower vibrating emotions, anger, rage, all of it. And if you look at your thoughts, okay, if you're not feeling, you know, if you're not in a state of joy and abundance and trust and love, if you're not in these states of consciousness, you know, and you're focused on the disease, well, that's what you're going to get all of the time, okay? So it's time to what? I mean, it's up to you. You know, it's up to you what you choose to do, but where do you want to be? How do you want your life to unfold? And trust is a big one. Trust is huge to so many people, anger and rage and doubt and shame and lack, but they can't put their trust in what? The source of all things. And even though we may be stating verbally, we might be verbally expressing that we trust the source of all things, that we are aligning ourselves with God, but your life is saying what if it's the opposite? So are you truly in trust? Or are you in fear? And it is time that we get honest with ourselves. We must be honest with ourselves, okay? If we're in blame, if we're in doubt, if we're in lack, if we're in shame, okay, those are all states that will just keep you in this, again, this reality, okay, where it's blocking you from having these experiences, but, and it's also affecting the body. Okay, it is also affecting the body. Those thoughts of consciousness will just shut down. You know, anger is an emotion that shuts down the liver. Okay, it totally will shut down the liver. Resentment, rage, every organ has a rebooting period. So the liver is from 1 to 3 a.m. But if you find yourself waking up at 1 to 3 a.m., you may really be in the state of consciousness or the emotion of anger every night. 1 to 3 a.m., okay, you just wake up, I'm up, okay, what's going on? Really begin to look at where you are, what's unfolding in your life, okay? Really begin to look at where you are in your state of consciousness, okay? And this is why the body, see, the body is just so brilliant. It's trying to tell, your body is telling you to look at your own reality. Okay, this is how amazing the body is. Your life, if you're having relationship issues, if you don't like the job that you're in, okay, and especially if it's a job that your soul is not involved in, okay, it's just a paycheck, right, and you think that's the only way that you can create money, right, your relationships, what are your relationships like, okay? All of that is a reflection back. It's showing you where you are in your state of consciousness. So if you're in an unhealthy relationship, are you blaming your partner for the way that things are going? No, you have to be willing to look at yourself, because remember, it is your state of consciousness that is creating your reality. But again, you have the ability to change all of it, every single aspect of it in that moment. It's up to you. Excuse me, just needed a sip of water. Again, it is completely up to you and where you are in your state of consciousness. So as it was being expressed before, emotions will blind and they will block you from so many things that are waiting for you, so many opportunities that are waiting for you in that moment. And I just told myself, I said, I am no longer blocking these opportunities. See, and because I continue to evolve through fear, right, what happens? I'm getting more information that's allowing me to really be able to experience a highly expansive reality. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings and welcome back. Okay, to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. Now, we were just talking about how emotions can block your reality, right? Can totally just blind you. So, you know, and when we're let me just say this too, that when you're like, see, these lower vibrating emotions, you know, you have to understand that when you're in that particular, when you're in these states of consciousness, when you're when these emotions, these experiences that we've had, and we don't allow ourselves to evolve through them, and we're still ruminating in them, you know what's also happening is that you're letting the world now come in and also influence your reality. Because what happens, because you're not even in the present moment, you're in the past, right? So just think about it. You know, have you ever, you know, you ever, let's say you're just thinking about something, you know, you find that you're in a state of anger or frustration and someone comes in, they come in and they dump their stuff and then you were already in a certain vibration and now you just find that you were now, it just seems like it was even lower than what it was before. Well, guess what? You actually invited that in. Okay, so you have to understand that when we are not in the present moment, when we're in these emotions and we're in the past like that, what? You are letting the world come in and influence how your life is going to unfold, but you actually let it happen. Okay, believe it or not. Okay, why? Because the emotions are blinding you, but you're letting it in. You're actually letting it in. Okay? You're letting it in. That's what's happening. Okay, when we're having these experiences, when we're in these emotions of anger, frustration, resentment, you're in the past. Okay, you're not in the present moment. And again, what's happening on the TV, what's happening on the radio, a relative, okay, this is why it's so important. And let me tell you, you know, what you will find is that we have to be willing to understand that as you evolve, not everyone that you are, associating with is evolving in the same light that you are. Now, there's no judgment, right? But if you're working on yourself, you're evolving, and you find that there are people that you associate with on a regular basis that are, you find that they're not making the decisions to evolve or expand, that they are choosing to stay in their emotions, and this is where they want to stay, okay? This is where they're choosing to be. Find that, you know what, that if you find that you're associating with them less and less, it's not that it's a judgment, it's just that you're moving in a different direction now, okay? And sometimes we have to learn how to accept that. That acceptance is a big one, okay, for people, you know? And many, many times as I'm working with patients, this comes up in their when I'm working with them, helping them, aiding them in releasing attunement to these emotions that they've been anchored in for so long, that they find that this fear that they're in, that if they evolve, that they're actually leaving people behind, okay? And that fear of leaving, that fear, again, fear of leaving someone behind will keep them trapped, okay? It will keep them trapped. But you see, what are you doing? You're making the decision to stay in the fear, okay? It's not about the other person. It's about what you are choosing to do. But if you allow yourself to be in joy and love and abundance and wealth and prosperity, and you allow yourself to stay in these states of consciousness, you will always be evolving and expanding. Do you understand? That is an expansive order, that divine order. Okay, and this is, and it's definitely a higher frequency. Okay, and these are expansive frequencies. These are expansive energies. Okay, and when you're in those states of consciousness at all times, you're in the present moment. Because what? If you're in those states of consciousness at all times, then you don't have to reflect on the past anymore, because these will be experiences that you will be having all of the time. So even when, you know, the person asked me today, I could have just said I am that I am, because truthfully, that's where I am. All of the time, I am that I am. This is where I am in this moment. And if I'm choosing to stay in states of consciousness, of expansion, okay, of love, right, of trust, of compassion, of patience, kindness, I'll always be in the present moment. And I won't even have to label the experience because that is where I am choosing to be all the time. And what will happen? That will allow me to continue to expand and evolve and have these highly expansive, loving, joyous experiences that's only going to open up, that's only going to open up to so many other things, okay? So I'm holding the focus right now that you are able to see this, okay? So just remember, again, we're in those lower resonating, those lower vibratory frequencies. You have to understand, you are just opening up to, woof, letting everything and anything come in and influencing your reality. But you actually have the power to shift it. You actually have the ability to shape it. You actually have the ability to change it, you know. And again, as we continue to release the fear, the false evidence appearing real, and we can get out of judgment. See, judgment is a big one, okay? Let's just talk about judgment for a moment because, you know, if you pay attention, if you're really paying attention here, you'll find that you are judging your experiences all of the time, all of the time, all of the time. I mean, all of the time, you know, and I listen, you know, I do when I'm sitting with my clients, I'm listening to them. I'm hearing what they're saying. And then I play it back for them. Okay. I play it back for them and they can clearly see how they were just in, oh no, no, I can't do that. Oh no, no, I can't do, oh no, what you're doing right now is that you're judging the experience, allowing yourself to be able to evolve and expand. And we do that all the time. We constantly judge our experiences all of the time instead of just learning to be, okay? And when you learn how to just be, you can be in the present moment, okay? When you learn how to just be, you're in the present moment. But again, if we are constantly in these lower vibratory emotions such as anger, resentment, understand that is how your life will look. That will be the experiences that you continue to have. And blame is another one, okay? Blame is another one. We're blaming others, okay? You know, instead of really being able to look at ourselves and where we are in that. And that's a big one for people to swallow. They don't want to be able to do that, okay? It's very challenging, right? It can be very challenging for people to actually look at themselves instead of placing blame on others. Have we been conditioned to do that? Yes, we have. But we're not victims here. We're not victims here. We have the ability to be able to shift all of it if we choose to. But it's up to you, to you. Again, this is why we've been given free will. And why is it that all the other species on the planet, the dogs, the cats, the cows, the horses, the trees, the plants, why aren't they experiencing free will? Because they don't need to. Why? Because they're always in a state of love, compassion, and abundance. They're always in a state of joy. They're always in an expansive reality. They know they're in alignment with the source. Okay, they don't have to think about what's next. My dog doesn't have to think about where his next meal is coming from. Okay, the cows know the difference between daylight and nightlight. They know the difference, but they're not sitting up there looking at a clock. Okay, they're not worried about, you know, am I going to get enough sun today? Well, every other species on the planet does not have free will because the species already knows where it is in its state of consciousness. Okay, we're the ones that get the opportunity to decipher. Okay, and when we do that, again, this is how we evolve and expand. So you have to ask yourself, where do you want to be? How do you want your life to unfold? Okay. And like I said, when we're in that anger and that rage and that resentment, this is when we truly let so many other things come in and influence our reality. And you have to ask yourself, how much longer do you want to be functioning that way? How much longer do you want to be living that way? These other states of consciousness, the love, the trust, the joy, the abundance, okay, the prosperity, the gratitude. You know, when you're in that, again, it is just so highly expansive. And the information that continues to come your way, and it's just limitless information. There's a big difference between joy, which is expansive, and anger, which is non-expansive. Joy is purposeful. Anger is non-purposeful. And with that being said, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back. So, yes, we are definitely talking about how these emotions affect our reality. And one thing that I've learned how to do that I live by today, this is my mantra. I do not walk out this door unless I create my day. I do not walk out. I mean, I create my day every day. I write it out, you know, and I'm just so grateful for understanding what it truly means to do that. Okay. So now we're actually having here with the Jewel University, we're actually having a Create Your Day 13-day creation format course. Okay, people need to learn how to do that. You know, something that inspired it is we're in what you call the planetary moon right now, which is the tone of manifestation. And I was on the phone with someone. We were talking about why they didn't attend our last meditation. And I asked them, you know, they were talking about what's happening with their job, which they ultimately want to come out of, right? They're just trying to figure it out now, trying to come out of fear and doubt and shame and lack. And I said, are you creating your day? And they said, no. And I was like, oh, well, you see, that's what happens. See, when you're in fear, what happens? Your reality is blocked. You can't see straight. You're blinded, right? And all these other things, you think the job is the priority, but no, it's the emotion of fear that's blocking your state of consciousness, that's not allowing you to see things and think with clarity, okay? But you see, if you create your day every day, these things, they can't come in. See, that is a human birthright, is to be able to do that. When you create your day, you can't let the world can't come in because you did what? You created your reality. Okay, understand this. This is serious business here. Do not take this lightly. See, in the times that I didn't do that, I'll give you an example. Okay, I was attending a seminar last year, and I was presenting, and I was trying to put my presentation together. And I had this whole day mapped out for myself, right? My children were at their grandparents. Okay, I wasn't working that day, and I was like, I'm going to use this day to create my presentation. So I was up the night before. I said, I'm just going to get a few hours of sleep. And then what happens? I'm going to come in. I'm going to get up and work on my presentation. I never created my day. Didn't write it out, right? And what happened was I ended up being in all these meetings all day, right? And I was so frustrated. You talk about going into the past, right? I was like, what happened? What happened? It's because I did not create my day. And I was like, what happened today? And I just had to look at what didn't I do? Like, how did I let all of these emotions just unfold right in front of me like this, right? Because they were there, but I allowed it to collapse into my reality. Because a creation process, we've all been born into this reality to create. We were created by the Creator to create our reality. And you're still creating it when you're in that obscured anger, resentment place. You're still creating it because what? Again, these emotions are collapsing into your reality. But you see, when you're in the creation process, that's a state of love. That's a state of joy. That's a state of abundance, okay? Or really the term is abundance, okay? That is a state of prosperity. That is a state of wealth. That is a state of compassion, and the list goes on when you're creating the day. It is so powerful. And, you know, we can see that many are having challenges with this, and we're offering this course, okay, for you to be able to create your day, a 13-day course. It's actually what we call a wave spell. It's an actual creation format. Everything in existence actually goes to this creation format. But this is a course that is teaching you that you can create anything that you want, anything that you desire that is in alignment with the universe. When you are creating your day and you are utilizing this creation format. So if you want to know more about it, please go to www.juis.education, or if you just want to enroll in the course, right? Again, it's only 13 days. 13 days, right? Powerful, highly expansive 13 days. You can just go to www.juiseducation/upcoming-event. Okay? So it's www.juiseducation/upcoming-events, and that's events with an S, okay? So again, this is a whole wave spell, and it's what we call the white magnetic dog wave spell, and you'll learn about that if you choose to come into the course. Again, 13 days, if you choose to come into the course, that's actually it's actually a wave spell of compassion. Okay, it's a wave spell of love. So we're already going to be in it. And once you learn how to do this, if you commit yourself to it, you'll be doing it every day. And when I tell you, after that last time, I remember I was speaking to Mrs. Felicia Muhammad, who has the Universal Principle Hour tomorrow. I was telling her, right, and she said, "Oh, come on, Dr. Pim, you know better. Don't worry, you're already creating your presentation." But oof, you talk about going back into the past. I was so frustrated. And I wanted to blame everything and everybody. That was going into the past. But I got to tell you, I checked myself so quickly after that, and I said, never again. Never again. I said, I can't do that again. No, like, that was it. That was what I had to learn in that moment, to realize how if you let these emotions that continue, if we allow them to influence us, instead of hitting, see, by me getting into the creation process every day, right? Guess what? I'm deleting. That's what you're doing. You're deleting anger and frustration. Why? Because you've taken on your divine order, your power right there to really dictate how you want your reality to unfold. Okay, so going back to the client, to the individual that I was speaking with, who said, "Oh no, I couldn't be on because of it." And I said, and I asked, "Are you creating your day?" Now, if she wrote out how she wanted her day to unfold every day, if you're doing that, those things cannot influence how your reality is moving. So you have to understand it's up to you. So I make the conscious, I write it out every day. I do not walk out this door. That is part of my waking experience every day. There are other things that I do as part of my daily experience to allow me to get aligned, to definitely align myself with the source within. Okay, these are things that I commit to every day because I know that when I commit to these energies of love, these states of consciousness, abundance, and joy, that's exactly how my life will unfold. And every experience that I have, even if I'm in anger and I recognize it consciously, right, I can shift it in that moment. See, I know I can do all of that today. And I will tell you, that creation process has definitely allowed me to see that and experience it. And I'm just so grateful for this technique to come into my reality because, it is like, it is so powerful. It is so expansive. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back from this sponsor break right now.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back. And we were just talking about how emotions can create our reality. You know, I got to tell you, guilt, anger, fear, grief, sadness, again, they will just completely obscure your reality. But again, when you create your reality and you're creating the way that you want your life to move, that is the power that you have in this existence. It is actually a divine order. I'm telling you, you know, and just going back to that whole presentation that I had to create, you know, I'm here on the East Coast, I'm there on the West Coast, so, you know, you're 3 hours ahead, you know, and we're in these seminars till 7, 8 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock. I would write in my Create Your Day, be present, stay up for the entire experience, because I got to tell you, if I allow the old way of thinking to come in, you're 3 hours ahead, you know, that's what your body knows. Again, that's a state of consciousness. And I got to tell you, I was so amazed. I was just in such joy, okay, when I was up until, you know, and present and fully present. But I wrote it out. I wrote it out because that was the experience that I wanted to be able to have. So, again, and this creation format is coming up this Saturday, April 13th. So, and it's at 5 a.m. Yes. 5 a.m. It's at 5 a.m. Can you handle that? Can you handle the truth? Okay, can you handle the truth? It's at, and why is it at 5 a.m.? Because that is the time, right? When you are in the creation process and you are in that place of love and joy and abundance, 5 a.m. is nothing because your body's like, yes, and you are just unfolding and you are creating the life that you want to have. So, yes, it is at 5 a.m., so join us. And, you know, you have to just go, you just have to come and check out the Jewel University, www.juis.education. This university is committed to you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. And as you continue to get all the information about you and your manual, guess who's creating your reality? You! These are all the amazing things I got to tell you. You know, it's not just because I work here, but you will truly expand and evolve. We offer the spring semester coming up soon, okay? We got a trip to Mexico coming up in July. Check us out. And please join us for this creation format. You get to create the life that you want. You want wealth. You want prosperity. You want health. You want a loving relationship. This is your opportunity right now. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining us today. Love and light to all of you. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you for sharing this
yes,
hour
I do.
With us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.